Hey, dear ones, did you know that you have a built-in compass guiding you to your soul mission with all the tools you need to fulfill that soul mission? Sound exciting? Then join me for a Soul Blueprint, the only certification program that reveals how to amplify your five spiritual gifts so you can consciously create a life and business of massive soul aligned success. Enroll now at AllisonScammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find that link in the show notes. Hey ho, dear ones. We are in a five-part series. And I've been loving recording these episodes. We have been unpacking the five parts to energetic soul client attraction. Energetic soul client attraction is the process of putting out just the right energetic signals in your business so that just the right clients and customers can find you. And you've arrived to part three. If you've missed part one and two, you may want to hit pause here, head over to the show notes, go to part one, which was episode 124, and start there, although it's not entirely necessary, but I just want you to make sure that you receive all of the amazing insights that I've been revealing. In part one, we talked about how to align your business to your soul mission. Part two was about releasing those blocks that are tethering you down. And today we're at part three, which is how to make your higher self the CEO of your business. And I feel so passionately about this topic. And I feel like this is such a critical part of my unique genius that I've designed an entire signature certification program around how to amplify and integrate and understand your five spiritual gifts so that you can deepen and heighten your ability to connect to and co-create with the spiritual realm. And when you make your higher self the CEO of your business, you want to think about, as part of that, how to amplify your intuitive gifts so that you're always receiving really clear insights that you do not second guess. And we'll be unpacking all of this in today's amazing episode that's coming at such an important time. So let's get right to it. In today's episode, I reveal why it's so important now more than ever to run a business led by your heart, how to receive clear, unquestionable guidance from your higher self, and what to do when you're doubting or second-guessing the divine messages arriving to you. I'll end on an invitation that will have you always knowing with confidence your best next business step to growing the business of your dreams. So please stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hello, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global community of soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are growing prosperous, heart-led businesses that are on the leading edge of consciousness. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at AllisonScammell.com or in the show notes. Today, we're talking about how to make your higher self the CEO of your business. And let's go ahead and start with why you should. Maybe you feel like you already do, and I'm sure you do. And I have a strong hunch, well, I know that all of us, myself included, can always take this to the next level. This is what I find with clients, and I find it showing up in my life. We do a pretty good job being led by our higher self in our business on the big things. We tend to resort to head-based thinking decisions on the day-to-day. And when things start to mean a lot to us, we also return to the head and forget to be quite so led by the heart. And those are the times when we need the heart the most. So what does that mean? Most of us do a good job when we want to think about, okay, what am I going to offer this year? What is the primary mission of my business? Like those big questions in business. Do I want to be on Instagram or Facebook? We tend to go to the heart for that. And some of you may already be, and some of you may be thinking, well, I'd like to, I'm not sure if I am. And if you're in that category, if you're not sure and you'd like to, stay with me because I'm going to be taking you through step by step how you can start to do just that, running a business based on guidance from the heart. But then getting back to what I see a lot of soul-guided entrepreneurs doing, big decisions like that, heart-based, and then on the day-to-day, you get bogged down, you get in the weeds. You get lost in your email inbox. You're not focused on your priorities. The priorities of the day to day aren't always led by the heart. And in some ways, that's more important than the big decisions, because when you're led by the heart on the day to day, it's like the big decisions just sort of get made for you. You know, it just sort of organically unfolds for you. And then when we launch the program, we're in the middle of the sales process and things aren't going so well. Those are the times we need to really dig a little deeper to get to the finish line and turn things around to start getting those results we want. That's when we need to be led by the heart the most. And because it can be painful and difficult, when we're putting something out there, not getting the results we want, we're humans, we start to have a human response, and that can make us get lost in our head and second guessing and spiraling instead of just saying, right, I'm in the middle of this process. My heart called me to it. I'm going to stay with my heart through it to get to the end. And then when I get to the end, the results are the results, whatever they are, I accept it. If they're the results I wanted, I'm joyful. If they're not, I'm going to look at it as feedback, not failure, to the lessons that I needed to learn, the healing I needed to heal from, so that when I do this again, I'll be doing it from a more powerful and aligned place. And it's really now more than ever so powerful to basically delegate all business decisions to the heart, because collectively we are deepening our connection to the spiritual realm. And we are deepening our ability to receive divine guidance from the spiritual realm. And as we get more advanced in technology, and we think the markets are saturated now, but I honestly believe that they're just going to get more and more saturated in the online space. I think 10 years from now, we're going to look back at today and say, wow, you know, things weren't as bad as I thought they were. Things are going to get more run by AI, and AI is going to be deciding what content people are seeing. So to get our stuff in front of the right people, unless we have $1 million ad and marketing budget, and we have tons of people doing all sorts of research, we have to rely on the 5D to be successful. Because our divine guidance team is worth so much more than $1 million marketing team. It sees all the things that not even AI can see. And more importantly, it's your connection to the divine and how you co-create with the divine to create your offers is what your soul clients really need. That's what they need on a soul level. That's what they're looking for, even if they don't realize it. And when you work with the divine, it can give you the insights you need to stand out even in the most saturated markets, and it can help you put out the right energetic signal so that just the right people find you and your offerings. And that is at the heart of energetic soul client attraction. So how do we do it? How do we receive clear, unquestionable guidance from our higher self? I teach a 5-step process. Some of you may have heard it 1,000 times, and if you have, fantastic, because in the spiritual discourse, repetition is key. And every time something gets repeated to you, you integrate it on a deeper level. Spiritual learning is not about how much knowledge can you add to your brain. Spiritual learning is about how can you take one thing and just understand it and integrate it into your experience so deeply that you gain mastery over it. So if you're brand new, hallelujah, you're going to love this process. If you've been at this for a while, hallelujah, you're going to integrate things deeper. And most importantly, wherever you are, you can always, always, always go to the next level of your ability to communicate to the divine. I offer a 5-step process to bring in insights from your higher self. And this process is a co-creative process between you, your higher self, and your divine guidance team. By that, I mean your higher self, source, spirit guides, crossed over loved ones, guardian angels, all the members of your spirit team that guide you on a daily basis and through your life journey. And you kick off the co-creative process with a question. And the reason why you want to do that is it makes it easier for you to get the answers, and it makes it easier for them to get you the answers. If you never ask a question, you know, with conscious intention, I think you'll be asking without realizing you're asking, and they're still going to get you the guidance and direction you need. But this makes it easier because you know what you're asking, so you're looking for those answers. If they're trying to get you a message and you haven't asked the question, then you're not looking for that guidance, and that's when we often miss it. So the 5-step process starts with always the breath, step 1. You start with long, deep belly breaths in and out into the lower part of the belly. You want a low breathe. That's how we're meant to breathe. High breathing does not send as much oxygen to the body as low breathing. This gets your mind to slow down. We want to create space between the thoughts. And it's in that space where divine insights arrive. Step 2, the most important part of this process, is the pivot down. Our intuitive awareness comes from the neck down. From the neck up, we're in our head, we're in the 3D, we're in the rational brain thinking. The only thing we can see and draw on is what's in front of us and what our brain can remember from our experience. From the neck down, we have access to everything. We have access to the entire experience of our soul DNA. We have access to what's going to happen tomorrow because we're connected to Source. And Source is all-knowing, all-loving. So we are starting to tap into that. doesn't mean that we will have the same knowledge of source, but it means that we're going to start to connect in to that so we can start to receive that beautiful, luscious, intuitive insights and information. And you pivot down and you start sinking into your body by connecting to your fingers, connecting to your toes, putting your awareness on your heart space at the center of your chest. And you want to connect to your heart energy. Then you move to step three and you set the intention to connect to your higher self. Or if you're wanting to connect to a crossed over loved one, you can set the intention to connect to Aunt Martha, or you can set the intention to connect to source. Or if you work with angels, angels. If you work with fairies, fairies. You know, if you work with earth elements, you can connect to the wind or water or earth. If you work with animals, you can connect to spirit animals. You can connect to living animals, high consciousness living animals. So if you're on the newer side of this, start to get to know what consciousness you feel most naturally drawn to. And that's likely the consciousness that you have a special connection to. We all have certain special connections to different realms. And the spiritual world is divided up into realms. The angels have a realm. The animals have a realm. Earth elements have different energetic frequencies that you tap into. There's tons of consciousness inside the earth. There's gods, there's goddesses, there's ascended masters. The list goes on and on. And when it comes to making decisions of life and business, I always connect first to higher self. Because this is really the key voice to get your guidance from. Spirit guides come in and they'll never offer you anything different than what your higher self would offer. And your higher self is that piece of you that's connected to source. So obviously source is never going to offer you anything different. But we are here having a human experience led by our higher self. So if you, for example, have a special connection with the angelic realm and all you ever do is go angels, 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 those angels are going to eventually go a little bit quiet and they're going to guide you back to your higher self. So you're never skipping that important connection. So to make it easier, I always go to just higher self or I go to higher self and source. I used to work with a lot of different other spirit guides, which if you're on the newer side of your journey, I recommend you do that so you can get to know which spirit guides you feel most called to connect to. But I'm at the point in my journey where I'm always just higher self and source. Source is my source. I'm cutting out the middleman of the spirit guides. They aren't really a middleman, but you can kind of look at it that way. And I just go directly to higher self and source. But that was after a decade of channeling every single kind of consciousness you can think of, and not just a little bit, for hours and hours and hours and hours, and filling countless journals and voice recorders with lots and lots of connection to the spiritual realm. So I really invite you to make this process part of your daily practice and start to get to know to the next level who is on your divine guidance team. Okay, back to step three. You're deciding with whom you're connecting to. If you're not sure, just connect to higher self. And again, I recommend always just connect to higher self, period, or higher self and. But you go with what you're feeling called to connect with. Go to step four. This is where you want to ask questions. If you're on the newer side of things, I recommend yes-no questions. Very, very easy to receive an answer from a yes, no. You can get tons and tons and tons of divine insight from a yes or no question. You can ask 20 yes, no questions and get loads of guidance. Should I launch in April? Yes. I'm thinking this is my soul client avatar. Is it? Yes. I'm thinking I should be on Facebook a lot. Is that true? No. Oh, is it Instagram? Yes. You know, any question that you have in your business, you can put into a yes or no question. and you can go into the next level of detail. If you've been at this for a while, I would move to multiple choice. I'm thinking about launching a new program in the spring. Should it be March, April, or May? I'm thinking about adding a new soul client avatar. Are they a mom, an entrepreneur, or in corporate? For example, you're asking for guidance on how to run a business so that you're putting out just the right energetic signal for your soul client avatars to find you. And to get to that alignment, we all need guidance. So my first launch of the year is going to be for my membership for soul guided entrepreneurs looking to run a heart-led business using your energy, your intuition, using energetic soul client attraction. So let me just ask my higher self right now about that launch. So this is what I've been thinking, and I've been in conversations with higher self. I've been thinking to do. So I'm a projector here, so I have to be really careful with my energy so that I don't burn myself out. And I like to do challenges. And I've received, you know, like the 3-day challenge, the 5-day challenge. I've received feedback from some of my clients. They don't like the word challenge because it's overly masculine and it makes them feel like they're putting pressure on themselves. Well, I tried to call it a 5-day invitation once and people weren't really sure what that meant. And in marketing, you always want to go with what's absolute clearest first. So I'm going to ask my higher self, like, how to overcome this. I want to offer a challenge, but I don't want people to feel pressure by it. I want them to feel excited about it. I want them to be like, oh my God, I want to participate in this so bad. So higher self, what should I call this aspect of my launch? And as a second part of the question, I tend to get burnt out by 5-day challenges. So how many days is this challenge? And how can I set it up so that I do not get burnt out? So first part, what should I call it? I kind of skipped a process there. Sorry, guys. I've been at this for a while. So taking a deep breath, step one. Step two, pivot my awareness down. Step three, connect to higher self. Step four, ask the question, higher self, what should I call my 3-4-5-day challenge? And how many days should it be? Step five is you want to perceive what you receive coming back in response from your higher self. This is when you use your intuitive languages. You typically, you'll hear it, see it, sense it, know it. I tend to use a combination of clair audience. I hear it. I get downloads of inner knowing, and I also get visions. So my higher self will tell me, call it a challenge. And then immediately explain that it's not your average challenge. This is a new kind of challenge led by the divine feminine. Ooh, I like it. It's a new kind of challenge led by your higher self. Out with the toxic masculinity and the pressure, and in with the spacey juiciness of living a heart-based life deeply rooted in the divine feminine, which is a message for women, but also a message for men, because we all have a mixture of feminine and masculine inside of us, but we've been socially conditioned by this toxic masculinity that's not divine masculine. And so as we ascend to higher consciousness, we're calling in that healthy balance. And the divine feminine has been so thwarted that we almost need extra doses of her, but we also need our divine masculine as well. So I am giving the word challenge a new energy in this, in the way I'm going to approach it, which is exactly what I want to do. Well, thank you, higher self. That feels aligned and spot on. How many days is this challenge? So I'm getting 3 days live videos. Because if I do 4 or 5 days, you know, I've just done this so many times. And if I get into a 4 and a 5 day challenge, it just gets to be too much for me. And I've actually had a couple soul clients come back to me and say it's too much to consume. So that's about as much feedback as I need to get. So it's going to be a 3 day challenge, but not, it's going to be a whole new kind of challenge led by the heart. And it's going to be a higher self challenge. Ooh, it's going to be a heart-led challenge. Oh, I love this already. The 3 day heart-led challenge. The 3 day. I don't really want to use divine feminine because I don't, that's not, you know, a main part of my branding. I teach it, I coach people on it, but I'm not going to use it because this launch is about my new membership, and my new membership is more about what we're talking about today, how to make your higher self the CEO of your business. So I want to make sure everything stays on brand. So basically, it's a 3 day heart-led challenge. That feels really good. So something, either it's that or I'm going to land on something better. 3 days of live videos in my closed Facebook group, yes. And then to culminate with a masterclass, yes. Now, is the masterclass on the 4th day or is it the following week? Following week. Okay, that's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. I'm going to do 1 week. The first week of the launch will be a 3 day heart-led challenge. And then the following week, I'll do a masterclass. 2 masterclasses? No, 1 masterclass. So it's a 3 day challenge plus a masterclass. Any other live events? No. Okay, so that's it. I just got the final clarity because I have been at this for a while with my higher self. I've been in this co-creative process for a while to design this launch, but I had some outstanding questions that I was a little bit hemmy and hawy on. And you get hem and hawy when you get up into your brain and start overthinking. And it's good to bring, and you should, and you must bring past experience to the table, but allow the past experience to inform you and not thwart you. Saying that again, allow past experience to inform you and make it better and smarter, but not to thwart you. So that means if you've had past experience when it didn't go well, don't allow the fears of the past and the fears of the past repeating itself to thwart your efforts. Because it's a new dawn, it's a new day. Sometimes you need to do things completely different than you've done in the past, but sometimes it's just a tweak and refine. And that tweak and refine is the thing that's going to open the floodgates to the results that you want. So I'm going to repeat that process again. Step 1, deep breaths. Step 2, pivot your awareness down and connect your heart energy. Step 3, set the intention to connect your higher self or other aspects of your divine guidance team. Step 4, ask questions. Step 5, receive answers. Perceive what you receive coming back in response. And just to say a word now about what to do when you're doubting or second guessing those divine messages coming to you. The more you do this, the more you will build a trust muscle with your higher self and the less you will second guess. What I just received from my higher self is sacrosanct. I will not second guess it. Now, if I follow it through exactly as my higher self guided me to, if I do every darn thing in this launch that my higher self guided me to, And I still don't get the results that my higher self guided me to because I set my goals and dreams from the higher self. So my higher self is giving me my goal for like the number of signups. Let's say my higher self guides me to 20 new signups. And then I follow my higher self step by step by step. But I don't get 20 signups. Let's say I get 8 signups. And I'll be, higher self, what gives? I did everything you called me to. And I didn't get the results that you called me to. Trust me, this has happened 1,000 times in my life. This is how higher self works. Your higher self will say, there's a lot of reasons why that will occur. I think a main reason is because your higher self is calling you to the higher results. And sometimes you have to push and expand. So maybe if my higher self had called me to 10 new signups, I would have only got 4. But a higher self is always pushing us to create the space and expand and think bigger. And so it'll call us to a bigger number, for example, or a bigger result so that we start creating the space for it today. And eventually we're going to get to that number if that's the number we're meant to experience. Sometimes our higher self wants us to learn a lesson. Sometimes our higher self is guiding us on purpose to a difficult situation so that it triggers a wound. Getting back to last week's episode about releasing the energy blocks tethering you down. And our higher self is guiding us to the trigger that will release the wound so that we may heal. So I know it stinks, but sometimes we're guided to a launch that's just about our healing. And it's not about getting clients. But we need that healing to get the clients because it's the block that's thwarting the clients to find us. And you might be thinking, oh, but I have bills to pay. But I promise you, you're supported. The universe will provide. So tell the universe, okay, I'm surrendered to you. I'm going to trust you, but you need to provide for me. You need to make sure I have the resources so that I can pay rent, buy food, take care of my kids. I need to be supported by you. Put that order into the universe so that you can really surrender to this voice that will guide you down dark paths so that you can get to a gorgeous, streaming, brilliant light that is brighter and better than anything you could possibly imagine. And that's what our higher self will do. It will guide us to our joy. And at the end of the day, I can tell you from running a business for a long time now, where I've had my years where I made a lot of money, and I've had my years where I've made good money to pay for all my bills, take care of myself, but not as much money, but I experienced a whole hell of a lot more joy. I will take joy over revenue any day. But the good news is we don't have to choose, and we get to choose both joy and revenue. And that's what we're really here to experience. And it's that revenue that enables you to hire help and serve more people and take the trips you want to take, because that's part of your experience. If you're someone who likes to travel, that's what fills your creativity well, right? All the things that you want to experience in life, having the resources to do it just makes it more easeful. And the other thing I'll say about second guessing is if you find yourself second guessing your higher self and your intuition a lot, again, it goes back to last week's episode, you have a block or a wound that's ready to be healed. So you want to go through the process that I taught you last week to bring that wound up that's telling you not to trust your intuition, because that's always going to be a wound, so that you may release that limiting belief, release that blocked energy, and get back to that deep, trusting, loving connection the most important connection any of us will have is between you, your human self, you having this human experience, and you and your non-physical divine self, that of your higher self. And if you want to go deeper with this, I invite you into an extraordinary experience that will be different than anything that, you know, I know you get a lot of offers out there, especially from spiritual business coaches, but I'm going to give you something that's different, and that's my membership. It's called the Sold Out Circle. It's really to help soul-guided entrepreneurs to run prosperous businesses led by the heart that are a consistent source of joy and revenue. It is a monthly membership. You can cancel at any time, but I promise you, once you get in, you're going to want to be a part of it. There's a deeply connecting community. I'm going to be doing monthly psychic readings so you always know what to expect in the month ahead. There's 24 live classes over a 12-month period. There are few things out there on the interwebs that will give you as much value for the investment as this membership. You will feel supported. You will feel guided. You will get the business know-how and the spiritual know-how you need to run a thriving business as we ascend to higher consciousness and all the rules continue to keep changing. And this membership will help you stay on the leading edge so you can always be set up for soul-aligned success. To learn more and join, visit allisonscammell.com/circle, and you can find that link in the show notes. I would love to welcome you to the community. And my invitation for you this week is to either start or refortify a daily meeting. It can be a 2-minute meeting, ideally before you start your business day, to check in with your higher self, have a board meeting with your higher self and your divine guidance team to get the insights you need for the day. Start to practice getting the daily heart-led insights. Start with the question, what are my priorities? What are my heart-led priorities for today? Allow the heart to decide the inspired action you take. And when you get into the practice of doing that, you will, in no time, really start to energetically align to your soul clients so that you start filling your pipeline with just the right people. All right, that is a wrap for this week. I hope you're receiving so much from this 5-part series. I'll be back in your earbuds next week with an amazing episode all about your soul client avatar. So you are going to want to check that out. And as always, my dear ones, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, allisonscammell.com, or in the show notes.